88 FM, of course, on a fresh Wednesday. Forget about radioactive. It's time to get ordinarily active. And I told you this morning we'd be catching up with Sarah, the lady behind the movement that is Ordinarily Active, taking over the North Coast. She's in studio with us right now after more than a few activities this morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm all good, thank you.
You're looking fresh. I mean, yes. It's quite a fresh, weird weather Wednesday, hey?
Yeah, it's just bizarre, but still good to be out, still good to be out.
And to be active at that.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Ordinarily Active, this thing we've been hearing about on the radio.
Absolutely.
You got a whole bunch of stuff happening at the moment, but before we get into that, you've got this secret number. You sent me a message last night saying, I got this, here's a number for you, I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. What is the secret number?
So 16,790.
That's a very oddly specific number. Yeah, what is it?
So it's a stat that I recently read, and it's basically approximately how many days we have from becoming an adult to reaching retirement. Now, of course, there's a caveat to that. Some don't retire, you know, all of that. But I mean, I think the number just illustrates how. And if most people read that, you go, oh my goodness, that's not a lot of time. So, so it's about like really, I think if it can really get you thinking about how you use your time and use it wisely.
That's the thing. You know, when you suddenly put a number on something, what do they say? That what gets measured gets managed, and not like it's like real. It's like, whoa. Obviously, if you're a good few years into your adulthood, you've got to do some math and you've got to subtract.
So some of us need to halve it. Some of us need to,
exactly. So suddenly that number starts to shrink and it becomes even more pressing and urgent, saying like, what are you going to do with that time that you got left? How are you going to make the most of it?
And I think also we see post-COVID really a movement to try and live a healthier lifestyle to prevent illness.
Yeah.
And one of those, and obviously the thing that I'm quite passionate about, is people getting active and living that actively. But a lot of time people go, okay, I've got to seize the moment, I've got to live boldly, but how do I do that?
Yeah. What does that look like?
So where do I even start?
Well, how about starting with a thing called Jump Up 10. This program has actually, it started rolling, but there's still time to get involved. Yes. What's the story there?
So we're in week one. Well, we've just gone into week two. There is still time to sign up. The first 2 weeks are very gradual. And we are laying a foundation. We're laying a habit down. We are using running to help you live life actively. But it's about really switching on, unlocking that living life actively. And the winter months, as I've said last time, they are great months. They are great months to get out. Okay, apart from this morning, there's always a caveat. But apart from this morning, you know, it's consistently cold and dark, but you can deal with that. Put a jumper on, switch on a headlight, and you'll be fine.
There you go. Even when the weather every now and then has a bit of a wonky day, what is consistent is the cool people, the community.
Absolutely.
And you've got a really great group of active, ordinarily active folk. Hey?
Absolutely. And I think also what you start to see, and this is my real passion, is you start to see people getting excited. You know, the light starts coming on. I can do this. This is something I never thought I could do, and I could. I think that's what the always the thing that I find the most exciting.
How cool. So even before you switch the headlight on, the light in your eyes has gone on.
Absolutely.
The shining eyes on a fresh Wednesday morning. And we are heading into, we're in it now. We're in winter. We've chatted just the other day about how this is actually the best time to get moving and grooving and to start building a foundation, a habit.
Definitely.
And so that when summer rolls, you're really rocking.
Summer comes and it brings wind and rain. So then you are less likely to get up. So if you can build your foundation, as I was saying, it's laying this habit. It's creating layers and a lifestyle of intention so that when you look on that number of 16,790, you know that you're using them well. You're setting up your day right. You're living in the moment.
Epic. Now let's talk about the winter challenge, which is here because we're in winter. What's the story?
So every Thursday, we have what's called the pipeline route, and we are running it as a winter challenge. So you get points for pitching up. You get points for
points just for showing up. Yeah, you're a winner already.
You're a winner already. You get points. You run a benchmark where you've still got time. This will be the second week, so you're still okay. Come and join it. And then there's some wild cards that I'm throwing in throughout the challenge, which makes it a bit bit of fun. And yeah, so there'll be a few guest appearances. We've got prizes. There's a pair of running shoes up for grabs. Yo. So yeah,
it's a vibe.
Absolutely. We had over 50 people arrive.
That is in the middle of winter.
That's in the middle of winter.
Not a bad, not bad.
So you want to be part of those people. So hop on the website, Ordinarily Active, and you can, .co.za, and you can go and see there about the winter challenge and sign up. Again, it is just, it's cementing consistency, fun, and a little bit of competition, but most of all, it's fun and it's going to keep you going through winter.
That's so cool. And of course, on social media as well,
yes.
Ordinarily Active, yes. That's the handle.
Yeah.
And for those that are wondering, like, obviously, there's the challenge is one thing, and you can sign up and just jump straight into the challenge or jump up 10.
Yeah.
What are the different ways that you can become a proud OA, Ordinarily member. Active member?
So there is a nominal monthly fee or there's a yearly fee. And it is nominal. We want people living life actively. We've got partners involved. Like on Monday night, we had a Zoom call, with Nelfri, who's one of the expert podiatrists in the area. You know, she was sharing her knowledge and expertise. We bring different people in. We've got some exciting ones coming up. And also just, I think you can inspire through stories, and people have stories out there. And their different journeys. And normally from those talks, you just take a nugget away. And that one nugget might sit with you. And you let it chew. And you might go, I think I might go and do that. So that's what it's about. It's about inspiring through stories. And that's what our OA members get.
That's so cool. And of course, you get to connect with really cool people.
Yeah.
And maybe form some lifelong friendships.
Absolutely.
And go on some epic adventures and experiences.
Absolutely. So we do normal runs. Then we do adventure runs. The swims will start to come. Well, I'm still swimming, but but I'm not going to keep anybody else to it. So it's great fun, actually. I think it's about, like I said before, cementing habits, living life actively, because I think you live better that way.
Hey, I totally agree with you. And if you've only got, what's that number again?
16,790. And of course, that's if you've got your full. Some of us might have to divide that number a little bit.
Yeah, basically, the clock is ticking. You've got a finite number of days of activity ahead of you. Make the most of them and live life wholly. Live it to the fullest and live it active.
Yeah.
Ordinarilyactive.co.za. Get on there. Get involved. Start moving and grooving. You're not going to regret it. And this is going to be your year. Okay, 2022, in the middle of winter, why not?
Exactly, seize the moment.
I love it. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you guys.
We'll see you after another active morning soon.
Absolutely.